Check one. Check two. You're listening to Boyfriend on Demand.
Well, finally here. What better way to celebrate the last day of summer than going to the beach? I think it's fine. Not a lot of people are here too. I guess they want to spend the remaining days at home resting, huh? At least that's what I think. Look, there are those beach motorcycles too. Yeah, the ones with four big wheels. Come on, let's go find a spot. Preferably somewhere near the showers. Okay, this looks like a good spot. Yeah, let's put our stuff here. Could you set up the umbrella? I'll lay down our stuff. Ah, yeah. I got us snacks and lunch too. I also have something that we could play with. Oh, did you bring sunscreen? That's okay. A lot of people tend to forget. So don't worry. I'll just lend you mine. Oh yeah, sure. Go ahead and change. I'll stay here and wait for you. Oh hey, you're back already. Hmm? Oh, sorry. It's okay. Let's stay here for a while and relax. I mean, it was a bit of a ride. Besides, the shower has a long line of people, so we might as well wait it out for a bit. I rarely go here with my family, since we didn't really have a nearby beach back in my hometown. But more of a resort, I'd say. Well, my cousin was very interested in swimming, and he even got a scholarship for it. Lucky enough, he did fulfill his end of the bargain. I just wish I could have seen him compete, though. Yeah, he competed about 2 or 3 months ago. But yeah, busy as ever, so I couldn't really go. Me? Ah, I'd say I'm pretty average. Not really the best swimmer, but I can do all the basic stuff. I was told they should keep an eye on him when we were younger, so I was forced to enroll in this swimming school with him. Well, yeah, he took the competitive classes. Well, I just took the basic classes. I guess so. I never really took it too seriously, but I guess you could say that's how I started to really work out. Yeah? You clearly haven't seen me when I was in my middle school days. I was a chubby kid, to be honest. It wasn't until I took those swimming lessons that, I don't know, I got into shape. So yeah. Believe me, it wasn't easy. I had to really fix my nutrition. Eventually, I had to move to sliced fruits instead of chips. Glad to say, doing that really worked out. High school became very different from then on. I mean, people from my middle school didn't really recognize me. I guess that's when you could say I became the popular person. Well, it wasn't easy. People suddenly had high expectations of me. People said I had good grades, so they told me I had to pursue something from it. That's when I got into science and all that. I guess things just went on from there. Some people even told me that I should become a doctor or pursue a medical field, but I never really saw myself in it. I guess my passion for teaching started when I was tutoring my younger cousins. And then I started tutoring foreigners, and everything fell into place. A difficult student? Now that you mentioned it, I guess there was one. About a year ago, I suppose. He was a bit of a troublemaker. Not good at remembering names, though. Something with a C. Clark? Cassie? Casper, yeah, I think that's his name. Well, he barely passed marks in my class, so I had him do extra credit. Thankfully, he was still able to graduate. I just hope he's doing better than how he was in high school. You'd think that, but I guess people just really need someone to check on them, you know? It's hard to always supervise students all at once. Or even one at a time for that matter, but I wanted him to just make new friends. I think that helped him a lot. Hopefully, he still has friends that he can count on. I never really thought waves like this could be very relaxing. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Yeah. People are enjoying the scenery. And so am I. What? I'm not saying anything bad, right? I mean, you look good in your outfit today. Oh, come on. Don't be so embarrassed now. It's not like I haven't seen you. Okay. You can put down the bottle. Oh, the shower looks like it's almost empty. Yeah, go ahead. I'll catch up. We can't go at the same time, because someone's gotta look out for our stuff. Oh, right. Here's something for your hair, and yep, here. Yeah, you go on ahead. Hey, you in here? Oh, shit. Sorry. I didn't know. I just wanted to check on you. You know, maybe you needed my help. Who am I kidding? I'm coming in. So, mind telling me why you took off your outfit? I see. I guess that makes sense. Don't worry about our stuff. There's a couple nearby. I asked them to keep a close eye on our things. Seeing you like this got me really riled up, you know? I mean, it's been a long while since you last did it, after all. Not to mention, you still haven't answered me. But that's fine. I can wait. Can definitely wait. But for today, can we make this an exception to the rule? Yeah? You already feel me down there, don't you? Come on. It'll be quick. I promise. Just be sure to keep quiet, right? Good. Now come here. Hey, did you enjoy the episode? Then consider liking the video and hitting the subscribe button. You can also turn your fantasies into a boyfriend on demand episode by leaving it down in the comments below. This episode would not be possible without my wonderful patrons on Patreon.